Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Starting off this hour of jazz is the award-winning composer and music supervisor Joshua Green with a cut off his newest 2017 CD, Telepathy and Bop, with the tune Telepathy and Bop 2. This is a cat that has worked on films for Martin Scorsese, Peter Jackson, and David Cronenberg, and written orchestral arrangements for the New York Pops, Emmy Award-winning television shows, the Broadway, Off-Broadway musicals in New York and London, and he has had song placements and full license negotiations for commercials, television, and theatrical releases with clients like Google, A&E, ESPN, History Channel, Narrative Creep, and many more. And he has the brass to back it up. As a composer, he received several major awards like the Herb Alpert Jazz Composers Award. To get his chops up to this point, he studied with prominent composers and musicians like Ira Newborn, and that led to a bachelor's degree in composition and music business from the University of Delaware, a master's degree in scoring for film and multimedia from the New York University, and a diploma from the Berklee College of Music in music supervision and licensing. And at the end of the day, he is a man that knows how to work hard to get what he wants. And during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, he explained,
"As long as I kept my eye on the prize and kept pushing, then I sort of knew like it's all going to work out. There was never a moment where I felt like it wasn't going to work out, and so I'm really fortunate, and I've been very persistent, and so not having something else to fall back on and when things got tough really pushed me to keep going."
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has some of the hardest working jazz cats in the world, with the likes of Stan Kessler, Tyrone Clark, and so many others, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, working ourselves to give you the best jazz experience that you can have. Joshua talked about some seminal cats that gave him inspiration. One of them was legendary bass cat Charlie Mingus. And as we go into his live 1962 take on Oz Moton, let's listen to Joshua talk about Mingus.
"I feel like probably somewhere in like the late 50s, early 60s, where I could catch like Mingus and Gil Evans like right in their prime. Thank you. Yeah, this is Josh Green from Josh Green, the Cyborg Orchestra in New York City. It's Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Check it out. This guy's fantastic, and he's spinning some of the best new music in jazz. Thank you.
That was a star from the Kansas City Orbit on his first solo album. Trumpeter Herman Mahari with the tune Awakening off his 2017 CD Blue. And this is going to charter a whole new chapter in his career, and on the day it debuted, it went to number one on the iTunes charts. His music covers the ground of his contemporaries and his own original music, charting his current musical path very well. The stellar lineup includes Aaron Parks on piano, Logan Richardson on alto sax, Peter Schlamm on the vibes, and Ryan Lee on the drums, and Rick Rosato on the bass, wrapping it all up. We caught up with Herman on the eve of his release from Paris, France, and he had some thoughts on this newest album and step in his life.
Probably the most influential musician to me, and someone I've been playing with for a while now, is Logan Richardson. And I'm blessed to have him on the record. It's amazing. Putting the team together was really important. And then conceptually, you know, as my debut album, I wanted to still kind of showcase, you know, who I am, in a sense where, like, yes, on the album you're going to hear some trumpet stuff, but it's not like trumpet. It's about the group. It's not just about me. And I've always kind of like that's kind of in my personality. And
it's always a pleasure to have him on the program, and we are excited to see him flourish. From another cat that Joshua Green talked about and his influence, this is Canadian jazz pianist, arranger, composer, and bandleader Gil Evans with his orchestra in tow with the tune Theme circa 2010 as we keep etching our theme along on this Hour of Jazz Kids.
Listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the acclaimed jazz trombonist Lawrence Brown with his tune Yearning for Love off the 2014 CD, Oldies Mega Hits of the Jazz Era. He's out of Lawrence, Kansas, but he was in California as a resident since he was 6 years old. He was the star of the Duke Ellington Orchestra and spent his career as a session musician, as well as recording his own solo efforts. And at the end of the day, he wanted to replicate that sound of the cello on the trombone, and he did quite well at it. From the KC darling Charlie Bird Parker with his sax magic, this is Back Home Blues circa 1951 on this heavy hour of jazz.
Thank you.
That was trumpeter Russell Jacquet, joined by his all-stars with the 1948 song Lion's Roar. So he was born in St. Martinville, Louisiana, and was the elder brother of the well-known tenor sax man Illinois Jacquet. He would spend time under his shadow, but he had his own group that became the house band at the Cotton Club from 1945 to 49. Led by the godfather of fusion, here's guitarist Larry Coryell, joined by Sam Yahel and others. This is the 2008 tune Stowaway off the CD Impressions, next on this impressive hour of jazz, kids. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Oliver Gannon, and I play guitar out of the Vancouver, Canada area. I hope you're listening to Joe and the Neon Jazz Show.
That was legendary pianist, organist, bandleader, and composer Count Basie with the 1941 tune, Down for Double. So his mom taught him to play the piano, and it was very important that he learn how to play music as mom insisted on it, and that led to professional gigs in his teens. He would drop out of school and learn how to operate lights for vaudeville and to improvise accompaniment for silent films at local movie theaters in his hometown of Red Bank, New Jersey. From there, the lights of the stage would lure him into a lifetime of pure adventure. From the free jazz drummer Ray Patterson, or known as the other Muhammad Ali, joined by his trio, this is the tune The Hobbit off the 1990 CD, The Release.
Thank you. jazz listeners. This is Mark Carey. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was British musician and big band leader Ted Heath with the 1952 tune Piper's Patrol. So he led Britain's greatest post-war big band recording era with more than 100 albums. He sold over 20 million copies, and the outfit stayed in existence as a ghost band for a long time after his passing, until the year 2000. From Canadian jazz musician Don Thompson and his rendition of My Foolish Heart, we carry on with our jazz bags down this music road here on Neon Jazz, closer and closer to our final destination. And finally, a giant in the 30s and 40s of the jazz world. This is big band orchestra leader and arranger Russ Morgan with the 1937 tune, Stop, You're Breaking My Heart. And with that, we want to stop you for a minute to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is one unintentional heartbreaker, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Reach out to us. We always love to hear from you, and we are always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Stop, you're breaking my heart. This joke is going too far. Come out wherever you are. How come you like to do me like you do? Stop, you're driving me wild. It's tough to take it and grin. And how you're rubbing it in. Because you know that I'm in love with you. I'm so, you're so. Oh, I don't know, I'm just losing all hope. You're much, too much. I'm just about at the end of my rope, so stop upsetting my cart. Look out, I'm starting to burn. The worm will suddenly turn if you don't stop. Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Stop, you're breaking my heart.
Jazz.